full of vanity. So, last night I went to Target, and I was just wandering around because I was bored. It's nothing to do when no one else is around. Went to Target, and I saw they had Borderlands on sale for $44 as opposed to $60. So I picked up that game, and then I look in the DVD section, which is like next to the book section. So in the DVD section, I saw Dragon Ball Z Season 1, and on the cover it had over 900 minutes of uncut action, and it was very close to over 9,000, so I bought it. It was only $20, so I think that was a pretty good deal for over 900 minutes of uncut action. And then next to the DVD section, there's the books. And there's, like, all these vampire novels and, like I don't know, like, a whole section devoted to vampires. And this is all in the romance section. I don't know how I found myself in that area, but I did. And I saw some Spanish novels, and there's, like, that one. It's called, like, Bianca or something. And I don't know what the subtitle was. I think it was, like, Los Muertos de Fuerte or something on it. That's, like, what? That's like Fiery Death or something. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. And
where is the subtitle?
I have light.
La amante indomita del rique.
The romance of the ages.
Well, it's something about the love. I don't know.
It looks like Fiery Death to me. So, I saw like Muerta, I think that's one word.
Or is it all in Spanish?
It's all in Spanish. That's why I figured Kayla would like, because it's Spanish. The other day, she was talking to me about reading Spanish books. And I think she's into romance novels and into Spanish, so I think it's like the perfect combination.
Children's Spanish books.
Well, this is kind of like a children... Children are created at the end of this book, I think. So, that, I guess, so I got the Borderlands, I got Dragon Ball Z, I got that book, and then I needed to get some breath mints, so I went to the, I got some breath mints, like Eclipse or something, and, I got the game last, actually, because, like, they had a check stand right there, and they don't let you take it unless, like, you're gonna buy it or something like that, so... I had, like, those four objects with me, and, like, the guy, he scanned each thing. When he got to the book, he, like, paused for, like, a minute, started, like, rubbing his thumb over the cover or something, like, and then...
Is that real?
Yeah. Like, he was staring at it for a while. I'm not making this up. And he didn't look at me or anything, like, puzzled. He's like, whatever, I mean, this guy's stuff. And so total came to like $77 or something, and it was well worth it.
Yeah, thanks for the present. We'll translate it for you.
Okay. You can translate it for Megan also.
Oh, I do love romance novels.
That's why you like Fruits Basket.
Fruits Basket is not a romance novel.
It's neither romance nor novel. I saw that.
I left a comment for Toru that said, despite what Kyo says, you have the biggest plum on your back. I hope she responds to it.
She talks for like 5 minutes. Talks for 5 minutes about the goodness in everyone's heart and how...
Toru?
Yeah.
Toru is a sweet girl. Did you like Fruits Basket?
Yeah.
Did you
like Toru?
Yeah.
Do you like Shigure?
Shigure?
Yeah, Shigure.
Yeah. Hi, maybe. I know.
Who did you love?
Shigure, or... It's the one... turned to a dog.
Ah.
And he was like, high school.